setting, a couple of things for today is setting the out of fasten your seatbelt, get ready, and I think we're going to enjoy it. That's what I show. Okay, let's start at the very beginning. Everyone please turn to the very beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu for a moment. Don't worry, there are store sheets, but let's start with just looking at the Pesukim for a moment. And obviously there's going to be preparation, there are going to be store sheets and everything, all the usual stuff, don't worry, but let's just get started from here. Okay, Sarah, Gil, you could just look on for a second. You could probably just look on for a second. Okay. Right after the introductory pasuk of Chazon Yishayav and Amos, Asher Chazal, Yudav, Yushlaim, Vimeu, Ziyal, Yotam, Achad, Yishkisya, Mochei, Yudav, which gives just a historical context for the Nevuot of Yishayahu, right after that we begin with the first pasuk of his Nevuot in terms of the presentation in Sefer Yishayahu, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. Few moments, whatever. Shem'u Shamayim Vazini Eretz, Okay, if we look at the beginning of this, for just a moment, Shemu Shamayim Vazini Aret, okay, what do you immediately notice? It sounds a lot like Hazinu. In fact, if you look at Rashi on this Pasuk, Rashi echoing Chazal, what? Exactly. So Rashi, quoting Chazal really, he says, you know, how come he switched the order that Moshe Rabbeinu has in Sefer Dvarim, right? How come there it's Hazinu HaShamayim V'daber Tishma Aretz Meitei, and here it's Shemu Shamayim Vazini Aretz. If you ask such a question, and there are Midrashim which is even more explicit, maybe get a chance to see, it's clear that the thinking behind this Chazal, right, if you ask why did he switch, it means that Yishayahu is basing himself, right, in fact, I would argue that understanding that Yishayahu is based on Hazinu is the key to the entire Sefer. You can't move without that. Okay, you can't move without that. And let me just show you for a moment. Everyone see in your Tanakh, right, that there, we just read the beginning of the first paragraph. Where does the second paragraph begin? Okay, look at the next paragraph. How does it begin? Shemu Dvar Adonai Ketinei Sdom, Hazinu Tarat Eloheinu Am Amora. You see that? Paragraph number two similarly begins with a paragraph of Hazinu, with a paraphrase of Hazinu, right? So this is just to clue us in. We're going to see more about this as we go on, but this is to clue us in. Very, very important. We're going to see that once you understand this and a few other things, the entire flow of the entire Sefer begins to make a lot more sense. Okay? So we're going to take a look at that, B'ezras Hashem, very shortly. We all know that Yishayahu consists of two major parts, right? Two major sections to Yishayahu. And the first half is largely, but certainly not entirely, Nevuot of Korban. The second half, largely but not entirely, Nevuot of Nechama, right? That's not absolute by any means, and you have some of the most beautiful prakim of Nechama in Barach Rit Yamim in the first half, like Parakut Aleph, right? For example, and others, you have in the second section some Nevuot, a very strong Tolcha, but by and large you have these two components, Perek Aleph through Lamitet, and then Mem Nachamu through Samach Vav. Okay, that's the basic, very, very broad stroke of two halves of Yishayahu. If you want to get a handle on the relationship between the two, it might be a good idea to take a look at the opening Nevuot, right, the opening Nevuot of the two parts, okay, part one and part two, the first Nevuah in each, because the first Nevuah in each contains the essence of the entire part of the Sefer, the entire sub-Sefer, as it were, and so here we're going to have a Tulsa Korban, again, not entirely, but mostly. Here we're going to have Nevuah about Ge'ula, right, starting from Nachamu, and there's going to be a parak that kind of sets the tone and has the kernel of the idea for everything else, just as we had in Yechezkel and Parak Aleph, right, Maaseh Merkavah, the same thing has in Yishayahu, and of course, the prakim of Geula begin with the original Nevuah, right, that sets the tone for it is what parak? What parak? Mem, Parak Mem, good. Parak Mem, right, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. the most famous Pesachim, right? And you name all kinds of concerts after it, stuff like that, right? And the second, the first half, of course, begins with Perek. Ah, come on. We can do better than that. Where does the first half begin? What? Excellent. Okay, say it again so I'm going to hear you. Okay, it begins, of course, with Perek Vav. The original Nevuah is Perek Vav. That's Yishayahu Zanar Golden Nevuah. And what is the topic of Perek Vav, by the way? What is Perek Vav? What's it about? Well, there are different ways of describing what it's about, but one way of describing it is that it is, you can give it a name, a title. What's Perek Vav in Yishayahu? What? Beautiful, Maaseh Merkabah, right? It is the Maaseh Merkabah of Yishayahu. It's the equivalent of Yechezkel Perek Aleph. Okay? And there are differences in the way it's presented, differences in details, but essentially it's parallel to it, and that's very important for appreciating what it's all about, right? Because immediately the first thing that we know is that this parak is going to be about Korbanisk, about the Galut of the Shekhinah, and so on and so forth. Okay? So we want to start with Perek Vav. Perek Aleph Duhei is a kind of introduction. Okay? So one thing, it clues us into the fact that we need to look at Hazinu. But it does more than that, but we're not going to focus really on that introduction tonight. What we're going to focus on, to begin with, is Perek Vav and Perek Mem. Okay? And I have to tell you, once you realize that you have to look at Perek Vav and Perek Mem together, okay, once you realize that, it opens up the whole world. Okay, and what I'm going to ask you to do now is to do the following. The big assignment. Ready? Here we go. I'm going to ask you to please review quickly. Review quickly, because we have a lot to do, so we've got a little bit late start. So, review quickly, please. Hazinu, if you don't know it by heart. Okay, if you don't know Hazinu by heart, review it quickly. Okay, good. You should all know Hazinu by heart. Yeah, no, really, you're supposed to know Hazinu by heart. It says in the Torah, right, that Moshe was told about Hazinu, Lamdal, Pnei Yisrael, Simad, Sihem. You're supposed to be fluent in Hazinu, and that's why you'll find Sefer after Sefer in the Nevi'im, in Nas in general, refer back to Hazinu. That's basic Jewish literacy, is Hazinu, is Tzvar Melamed Bet. So you have to really be familiar with that, and if you're not already familiar with it, it's a great investment to become very, very fluent in Hazinu. It comes up again and again, and people have been in my shiurim for a number of years always make fun of me because here comes Hazinu again, right? But it's not me. I didn't do it. That's how the Tanakh is written. But you'll find again and again, really it's true. I mean, you'll see. But all over the place, it comes up, and it doesn't matter, you know, what you're learning in Tanakh, it almost always is a value. Okay? In any case, it pays to quickly, okay, you can skip it because you know it by heart, but the rest, whatever else, so we'll just quickly review Hazinu, so if we're familiar with it, don't struggle to get every phrase down, every word, just tend to have familiarity, because we're going to refer back to it a lot, and then Perek Vav and Perek Mem, okay, very different prakim, okay, we're going to try to analyze them individually and together, and see how that helps us understand the totality of the Sefer. We're going to look at other parts we share as well, but there's a lot to do tonight. Okay. Let's get started, okay? Let's do it really, really fast because... we'll see. I don't know if this ever got started, but if it did, how do we pause it? The red one here? Brief analysis of Hazinu, but very, very brief, just a few minutes. And after that, we're going to turn to Yishayahu, the Sefer, and particularly Perek Vav and Perek Mem, a little bit of Samach Vav, and see where that brings us. So let's start quickly with just a little bit of Hazinu. And not doing it justice by any means, but just very quickly, if you look at the first slide that we have here, there are at least three major levels to what goes on in Hazinu. The first and simplest level is, it's about the flow of Jewish history, Hashem's interaction with Bnei Yisrael, Dafke Hashem in terms of Sechar V'Onesh, etc. on a national level, where it talks about the initial relationship, it goes on to Bnei Yisrael's Chataim, the reaction to that, the onesh express himself, particularly through galut and mavet, and that's basically we have leading up to a reconciliation, leading up to a period of geula, particularly in pasuk lamed tes and the surrounding sukkim. That's one level. Yeah, that's the first level. First level is Bnei Yisrael, right? Jewish history, Chag, Chet, Onesh, Tshuva, Geula, right? The basic stages of Jewish history. That's one simple level. That's the surface. Read through the Pesukim and translate. That's what you get. If you look more closely, and we're not going to do this in any great detail, but if you look more closely, there's a second level. Okay, and the second level, which lies just beneath the surface, is kind of a foundation for that level. And that second level, in no particular order, the second level, except for maybe I'm going to from the most obvious to the least obvious, but that's about it, the second level involves the same issues of chet, of onesh, of tshuva, of redemption, the whole process, but not in terms of Bnei Yisrael per se, but in terms of mankind as a whole. And as such, Hazinu serves as kind of closing the circle of the entire Torah. Okay? What do I mean by that? So there are many, many hints scattered throughout Hazinu, and various Mepharshim point out little pieces here and there, a pasuk here, a pasuk there. I'm going to give you one example, one fascinating example to get us started. If you take a look, for example, at Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, Yimtza'eyu be'eretz midbar, v'tol yulel yishimon, yisovenu yivonenev, yisrenu kishoneno, kinesher ya'ir kinoa, gozolav yirachet, yifroz knafav kecheh, yisrael evrato. There are two words here, two roots here, and they're highlighted, they're bolded here in Pasuk Yud and Yud Aleph, v'tol and yirachet, that appear only one other time each. Each one of these words appears only one other time in the entire Chumash. And where else do we have these words in Chumash? In the beginning of Bereishit, right? Where it talks about Ba'aretz HaTov Avo, B'choshech Al Pnei Tehom, B'ruach Elohim, Mirachefet Al Pnei Amayim. Okay? And when you see that these same two words, not even one of them, but two of them, appear together, right? And the only two each time they come together with the other one, in the only two times that they appear in the Torah. And those two times are the very beginning and the very end of the Torah, right? Because after Hazinu is really a postscript, Vezos Racha is really a postscript. So the point is that basically what we have here is a very obvious connection between the beginning of the Torah and the end, between the beginning of Bereishit and the end of Dvarim. We're coming full circle. If you look at the Onesh section, right, if you look at the Onesh section, which begins in Pasuk Yud Tet, essentially, Vayar Adonai v'yinas mitas banav uvenotav, Vayomer astira p'chanai mehem, erem achritam, kidor tapuchot hema banim lo emun bam, him kin uni v'lo elch yasuni b'ablehem, v'niyak neim v'lo am, v'goy naval achisem, ki eish karcha b'achi v'tikor ad sha'ol tachtir, v'tochol eretz v'yivula v'tohet mosfei harim, hasta alimu ra'ot chitai Achalevam, Mizera Avu Kume Reshef, the Ketchman Reviv, Hashem Bemoth Shachbam, Imchamat no Chale Afar. And finally, Pastor, we're going to look at Michut Shakel Cherev, Mechadarim Ema, Gambachur, Gambatula, Yonek, and Yiseva. It's fascinating, within those few psukim that we just read, there are numerous, numerous connections and allusions to the beginning of Bereishit, the story of Adam and Chava, and the story of Cain and Hevel. Okay, and if you just look at them for even a few moments, you should see a whole bunch of them. I'm just going to point out two or three because there are so many, but just two or three very quickly. Number one, if you put together the Pasuk Chaf, Chaf Bet, and Chaf Hey, the parts that are underlined, right, Michutz Tishakel Cherev, right, the sword causes death outside. Remember, we had this in Yechezkel, and it comes back to haunt us here again, right, what is the conclusion of the story of the Eitz Hadas? Man is kicked out, and by Ashken et HaKruvim, that Lot HaCherev HaMitapechet. Right? Lot is a very rare word that's in Pasuk Chafet, Basalahim Mosearim, Mitapechet, in Pasuk Chaf, and most importantly, Michut Tishakel Cherev, outside the sword is placed that causes death. If you take a look, for example, at the end of Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Im Chamat Zochale Afar, right? Im Hamat, with the fury of Zohalei Afar. What's loose coal? It's like to slither, right? And in, what are Zohalei Afar? Those that slither in the dust, right? That's the Nachash, right? The Agichoncha, Teilech, Afar, Tochal, Chaymechayecha. If you take a look, the Kain Hebel story, take a look at, for example, Astira Panay Mehem, right? In Panecha Sater, in Bereishit Perek Dal, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Hin Kin'uni V'lo El, right? Kin'ah is the root of the exchange between Kain and Hebel. Kain is actually playing the word Kin'ah, and you look, Hin Kin'uni V'lo El, Ki Asuni Dehevlehem. What's the root of Dehevlehem? Hebel, right? There's so many things, we can go on. We're not going to spend a lot of time. That's level two, okay? That's level two. And what's the punchline of level two? Look at Pasuk Lamed Tet, it's fascinating. Re'u ata ki ani hu ve'ein Elohim imadi, ani amit v'achayem achasti v'ani arpa ve'ein miyadi matzio. Right? What is it saying? That Hashem says, I've wounded, but I will heal the wound. What is the wound? Right? Ani amit. Hashem says, I brought death to the world, but achayev, but I'll bring back to life. Right? This is the source of Tzchiyat HaMetim in the Torah. There are many in Tanakh, but this is in Chumash. And it is, of course, the antidote to what? Right? The onesh of Yet HaDat, which is B'yom HaChacham Benu, Mot Tamut. Right? Death, mortality across the world, this is the cure to it. Okay? So we have this full circle here. Right? Everyone see that? Okay, so the second level is that we have the idea of the first level, just very quickly, in terms of Hazino, which we'll have off the side here. Hazino, we have level number one, is in terms of the name Israel, right? The idea of Chet, Onesh, including death and exile, which of course are based on level two, which is talking about B'nai Adam, right? Mankind in general, where again we have Chet, Onesh, that of death, exile, right next to God, Ben Eden, Yochanan, Yimelamotimut, and eventually we have the idea of Gulam, we have the idea of Tziat HaMesim, etc. Yimelamotimut, Pasuk Lamedtet. Okay, that's level number three. Everyone with me so far? One, two, yes? Oh, I'm getting it. Number three. There's a word that is strewn throughout this entire parak. Okay? What? What's the word? Sur, right? It's unbelievable. You take a quick glance at how many times the word sur and words that play off of sur again and again and again and again. So what is the significance of the sur? So if you think about it for a moment, very quickly, there is one place in the entire Hazinu where sur is used in its primary meaning. Where is it used in its primary meaning? Every place else is a derivative meaning. Where is it used in its primary meaning? Which pasuk? Dalit. That's not the primary meaning. That's not about God. It's an actual rock. Where appears an actual rock? Okay, so which pasuk? Where do you have it? Take a look at pasuk Yud Gimel, right? Yakiveo Bamate Aret. Ve'ochal tnuvot tzadai, ve'inikeu dvash misela v'shemen mechalami tzur. Okay, where do we recognize the sela and the tzur from? And the idea of sustenance coming forth from the tzur and the sela. Right, these are the two stories about Moshe hitting the rock, right? One time it's a tzur and one time it's a sela. There's between Shemot and Bamidbar. What is the difference between Shemot and Bamidbar? Right, Moshe hits the tzur / sela, but it's described differently. Very important. The when Moshe Mei Meriba, it's called what? Now this is a really good trivia question. Tisela, right? In Bamidbar it's Tisela. Mei Meriba it's Tisela, right? In Bamidbar Parakaf it's Tisela. But in Shmot, right? In the parallel story in Shmot of Maso Meriba, it's a tzur. And think about this for a moment. And here we have level number three. Okay, here we have level number three. And by the way, if you look closely at Chazal, you see in Mishnah Tanchuma, etc. Gnosis. Again, we're not doing Hazinus, so I'm doing this very, very fast. This is the super fast version. But Chazal points this out in their own way. What is the third level here? The third level is not in terms of mankind or the Bnei Yisrael, but who's the third level? Third level is Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu's personal Eitz Hadas, right? The one time he doesn't obey God's command. The one time he doesn't do what God told him to do. The one time where he is punished, and what is the punishment for Moshe? Death and exile, right? He's not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. He's going to die in Midbar. And this punishment, right? This is his personal Eitz Hadas. See our parallels number two, right? And number one. For Moshe, the symbol of his Eitz Hadas is not a tree, but rather a rock. Specifically a Sela. But what would Moshe like to turn the Sela into? What's Moshe's silent prayer, or his subtle prayer in Ha'azinu? Turning it into the Tzur. What's the difference between the Tzur and the Sela story, right? The first time Moshe hits the rock, that's what God commanded him to do, right? What's tshuva? Tshuva is when we have the same basic thing, but we transfer it from chet into mitzvah, right? And that's what the symbol of tshuva for Moshe, the symbol of redemption for Moshe, is the tzur. Okay, so coincidence that the tzur appears again and again throughout this parsha. Again, if you look at Mishnah Chumah, very carefully, you'll see that it's pointed out in many places in Chazal, and so forth, and so on and so forth. Okay, as we quickly move on from Ha'azinu, okay, that's the very, very short version of Ha'azinu. Okay, if we have time, we'll come back. But enough just so that we can be prepared to take a look at Yeshayah. Because without a little bit of Ha'azinu in our back pocket, right, we can't begin to look at Yeshayah. It just won't make any sense. So, ready? Here we go. Perek Vav. Perek Vav. Now remember, Perek Vav parallels, okay, if you want to see it, Perek Vav is over here. If you want to see it in the source book, it's easier for you, or in the Tanakh, either way. You should have Perek Vav, okay, second page towards the bottom, right-hand side. Yishnat mot ha-melchut yahu, v'ar'er et Adonai yosheva kisei ram v'nisah v'shuwa m'leim teicha. And we immediately should recognize the similarities, right? It is very similar to Yechezkel Perek Aleph, right? The Maaseh Merkava. This is the other version of the Maaseh Merkava. It is Yishayahu's version. Srafim omdim mima'alo. Shesh kafayim lechad. B'shtayim yichaseh fanav, b'shtayim yichaseh raglav, b'shtayim yosef. Notice, what are the malachim called here? They're not called chayot, they're not called kuvim, they're called srafim. Okay, srafim from the word? Meaning to burn. Okay, srafim from the word srefa. And then a pasuk we're very familiar with. But again, you have to be careful, because we're familiar with the pasuk, it may mean something entirely different than what we're used to. Right? Because we know it from Tfilah, and Tfilah means something totally different. Right? It doesn't necessarily mean the same thing. You may have mentioned before, forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but it's a point worth taking note of, that very often in Zmirot, in Tfilot, in Piyutim, we have shibboleths and we have pieces from Tanakh, there's in Ramban's Parashat Chumash all the time, where things are taken out of context and have a whole different meaning. Classical example, you look at the Zmirot of Shabbat, right? Famous Zemer, we say, V'sham yonah matzav manoach, V'sham yanuchu yigiechoach. What's V'sham yanuchu yigiechoach? What's it talking about? Okay, Noach, and we have another guess. Okay, another guess. Yonah Matzah Bo Manoah, V'sham Yenuch Yigiechoach, right? It sounds like it's talking about, right, it's talking about the story of Noah, it's talking about the Yom, it's talking about Shabbos, right? What's it really talking about? Who remembers Eov? Pasuk comes from Eov, V'sham Yenuch Yigiechoach, it's talking about the grave. So there's the expression, rest in peace, right? Okay, V'sham Yenuch Yigiechoach, there the weary find rest. Okay? V'sham Yenuch, it's clear in Eov, that's what it's talking about. That's not how we use it in Tefillah, right? Similarly, we have a pasuk here. V'karaz el zeh v'yamar kadosh, 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 v'shem tzachol, ma'ol fa'az todo. Beautiful pasuk from Kedusha. But keep in mind, that's not necessarily the thrust, right? What we say in Tefillah, it's not necessarily the thrust that it has in Sefer Yeshayahu. It may or may not. Let's take a look. So that the malachim are crying out to each other, and they say, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Right? Hashem is kadosh, meaning removed, transcendental, right? Not part of the physical existence of the world. Melocho la'aretz kvodo. Right? His shechina fills, kvod Hashem, the shechina fills the entire universe. Okay? That's what they say. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? I'm not talking about theology, philosophy, but in terms of the Nevuah, what kind of a message is that? If you're saying that Hashem's Shekhinah fills the whole world, what's it doing here? Why is that here? What's the point? Okay. Yes, in the back row. Yes. That what? Okay, the Shekhinah is, remember what we learned in Yechezkel, right? The Shekhinah is departing, right? It's not going to be in the Mikdash anymore, but it's even more than that. It's not just saying, that's part of what it's saying, and that's how the Baruch Lo Hashem Kamal, but there's more to it than that even. Remember when Shlomo Amel built the Beit HaMikdash? Remember when Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash? Melachim Al Parakhet, right? There's this beautiful tefillah that Shlomo says when he built the Beit HaMikdash, and Shlomo asks a question. He says, what are we doing building a Beit HaMikdash? What's his kasha? Who remembers the kasha? What? It says, Halo Hashamayim Ushmei Hashamayim Lo Yichalkelucha Kim HaBayit HaZeh Shabaneti, right? The entire universe can't contain the Shekhinah. How can I put God in a box? How can I put God in a house? Right? Halo Hashamayim Ushmei Hashamayim Lo Yichalkelucha Kim HaBayit HaZeh Shabaneti. And therefore, if the Malachim are saying here, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sakol Melo Chol Haaretz Kivodo, what's that saying about the Beit HaMikdash? Right, this is Shlomo's Kasha. Right? Now, why it is that the answer that Shlomo gives is no longer applicable, that belongs in Yishayahu Perek Aleph, we don't have time for that right this moment. But the point is that if we're saying that the Shekhinah fills the whole universe, etc., it's a reiteration of the fact that really, what? There's no place for a Beit HaMikdash, right? The Beit HaMikdash has been a failure. The Shekhinah is not residing in a particular place. There isn't, and we'll discuss more of it as our Shemans go on, but that's the essence of it. In other words, this beautiful Pasuk of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is really a Pasuk about what in one word? Korban. Okay? I know it's a little bit depressing, but here's the face facts. What can I tell you? How do I know that this is true? Who can prove to me that this is a Nevuah Korban? Who can give me an absolute proof that there's a Nevuah of Korban? And there are many of them. What? Okay, where's the same Pasuk Dalet? Okay, so watch what happens. Beautiful. Vayanu amot hasipim. Right, the pillars of the house. What house are we talking about? The Beit HaMikdash, right? He sees the Shekhinah thing in where? In Ushvashulam Layim Taheichal, right? This is the Beit HaMikdash. And he sees that Vayanu amot hasipim. The pillars of the house start to shake. Babayit Yimalei Ashan. Right? And the house fills with smoke. Why? Ve'anu amot hasipin. Very important. Mikol HaKorei. The result of this proclamation of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is that what? The pillars start to shake and the house fills with smoke. Now, if you're, God forbid, in a house and the pillars on which the building rests starts to shake, and it starts to fill with smoke, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Absolutely, right? Why? Because you know that that house is coming down, right? You don't want to be in there. That is clearly a picture of destruction, right? Because you say, Greg, that's, if the result of this kriya, right, let's ask, with this smoke, this fire. Right? Who is it who is calling out? Who says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? The Karaz Zeh El Zeh. Who is the Zeh? What? The Srafim. What are Srafim? Malchim of what? A fire, a burning, right? These are the Srafim speaking. So, whatever else it means, the simplest level of Pshat is that these Malachim, what are they? They are Malachim of Srafah. And here, the house filled with smoke, so put two and two together, right? What are we talking about? We're talking about destruction, right? That's Kadosh, 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 and so called Melocha Atzipotel. Yeah.
So, okay, now this is a little far out, so can we also say that, like,
well, I don't know if that has to do with this particular pasuk necessarily, maybe. I don't know. I mean, there are other pasukim where I think it's more connected. I don't know if necessarily, I don't know. Yes, Tamar?
Well, because in the first, just like first commandment was the pillars that pay down first. Means if another part of the kingdom is just the house was burning first, you might be able to couch it, but the basic foundation of it was destroyed, meaning like I'm more like metaphorical on the
okay, right.
And also around the next question, could it be a reference when it says
certainly relationship, yeah. But again, it's something, certainly a connection, but not for the second, but that's something that's definitely discussed quite a bit. Okay, so let's take a look now at what happened. So Yeshayahu says, in the passage you just mentioned, Valmar, Oikinid Meiti. The simple shot is Meiti, is from Ladon, to be silent. In other words, I'm silent. In other words, Yeshayahu says, I'm not able to speak. Why can each Tamei Manochi? There's a parallelism between what and what? Between Yeshayahu and the people, right? In other words, Yeshayahu said, I am Tamei Sfatayim, and the people are Tamei Sfatayim. Now watch what happens. You see why that's important in a moment. Vayas Eli Echad min Asrafim, uviyado Ritzpah, v'melkachayim l'chach me'al Nisayach. Vayaga Alpi, vayomer hineina gazel Sfartecha, v'sara v'onecha, v'chatavcha t'chupar. So the Malach comes over and brings his hot coal and places it on Yeshayahu's mouth as a cure for what? He says that he's Tamei Sfatayim, so the cure is fire. But what is the implication for Bnei Yisrael then? If Yeshayahu is a representative of Bnei Yisrael, right, and he is Tamei Sfatayim, and they're Tamei Sfatayim, and the cure for him is through fire, what's the implication for Bnei Yisrael? Right? That the Churban is the cure, right? The Churban is the cure for these Chataim. And that's exactly what we saw in Yechezkel, and not coincidentally here. Vayomer, Lechve Amaslam Hazeh, Shim'u Shamov Al Tavinu, U'u Ra'ov Al Teda'u, Hashmein Lev Am Hazeh, Vaznav Hachbed, Veinav Hashat, and Yireh Veinav Vaznav Yishma, U'vavo Yavim Vishav Rafalo. How beautiful. Where are these psukim based on? Recognize this a little bit? It's Hazinu, right? Vaznav Hashat, right? It talks about Aznav, it talks about Lishmo, it talks about Hazin, it talks about Vishav Rafalo. All these phrases, it all comes from Hazinu. Okay? Let's continue. But before we get to Pasuk Yudal, let's pause and let's turn to Parakimet. Okay, let's turn to Parakimet. It's unbelievable when you look at Parak Mem side by side with Parak Vav, okay? You look at Parak Vav and Parak Mem, the opening Nevuah. Again, why do we say Parak Vav is the opening Nevuah? Because everyone see now that we've read Parak Vav how this is the inaugural Nevuah of Yeshayahu, right? This is where Yeshayahu is given his mission, he's given his mandate, his original Nevuah. He sees all this and he says, I can't speak. And Hashem says, no, I'm going to enable you to by purifying, etc. This is the opening Nevuah of Parak Vav of the Churban Nevuah. Now it comes to Parak Mem, right? The Nechama Nevuah. Now watch what happens in Parak Mem. And put it side by side and look how incredible the parallels in the language between the two are, and there's a tremendous point for it, as we'll see. There's more than one point to it, but there's at least one to get us started. Nachamu nachamu ami yomar aloichem. Dabru alev Yerushalayim b'kiru eleha ki mal'at tzva'a ki yitza bona ki lacham yad Adonai ki flayim b'chol chatzotah. We're going to look more closely at Parak Mem as we nether down the road, okay? I hope to look at Parak Mem specifically, but I just want to look at now in the context of Parak Vav. And look at the tremendous parallels to Parak Vav, okay? Everyone see? If you take a look, if you look on the sheet, they're very, very obvious, right? For example, right? We have in Pasuk, Pasuk Beth, V'karu eleha ki mal'at tzva'a, notice, right? V'karu eleha zev yamak, kadosh, 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 anay tzva'ot, melokh ba'aretz kodo. You continue a little bit. Pasuk Gimel, Kol Koreba Midbar Pnu Derech Adonai Yeshu Barava Mitzil Elohim. So there's a voice that's calling out. And Pasuk Vav, Kol Omer Kra, right, there's a voice that's calling out and says to call out, Va'omar Ma'ekra. And what is this? What are they doing? What are these voices doing? They're calling out to each other, right? The Kara, Zeh El Zeh, Yamar, right? Exactly to end Perek Vav. Or we have V'niglah Kvod Hashem, the beginning of Pasuk Hey, and so on and so forth. And you look through the Perek, there's one parallel after another. So we're going to skip forward a little bit. Okay? Again, there's so many of them. We're not going to go through all of them. But look at the end of the Perek. Let's start from Pasuk Chafet. Okay, let's pick it up with Pasuk Chafet. Halo yadata im lo shamata, Elohei olama Adonai borei kisot haaretz, lo yi'af v'lo yigah, in cheker v'tunato. Notein la'ya'ev koach u'le'ein onim atzma yadah. Hey, Hashem gives strength to the weary. V'yi'afu ne'arin v'yigahu, u'vachurim kashol yikasheru. Now one of the most commonly mispronounced words in all of Tanakh. V'koye Adonai yachalifu koach ya'alu eiver kanesharim yarutu v'lo yigal yalfu v'lo yafu. Okay. With all due respect to Daddy, he does big disservice in this pasuk. It's not the koye, it's the koye. It's Hillel's koye. But here it's koye. There's no question. You look at the Minchacha, you look at all of the Mepharshim, you look at any good Tanakh, you'll see it's the koye, not the koye. In any case, but take a look at these psukim for a moment. What? That was the very, very end, the last pasuk, pasuk lamed aleph. Okay, the koye Hashem yachalifu koach yalu eiver kanesharim yarutsu v'lo yigal yachu v'lo yachu. Okay, there is, to all familiar, that there are yud gimel nido chatar nidresha b'hem. Yes, right, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. There's another braita. His master's entire midrash, entire sefer, based on. Of Midrash, it's based on this, about to get to, there are, in addition to the Yud Gimel Midah, there are also the Lamed Bet Midah. Those Yud Gimel Midah of Halacha, but there are Lamed Bet Midah of Agadata, okay? Basically, methodologies of Parshanut that Chazal have, of Rabbi Lezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's printed in the back of Gemara and Bracha, it's a separate volume of it, of Midrash Tanah, etc. And there are different versions, different gersals in the Midrash, and there are different names that are given to this particular midah, but one version found in some sources is called Lashon Nofel al Lashon. In case you think that's a modern terminology that they invented in the 20th century, it's not, it comes from Chazal, meaning a play on words, okay? Throughout Tanakh, and this Chazal talks, it's not a modern trick. Chazal tell us that, and there are so many examples from the beginning of Reishit all the way through, of cases where words that are not etymologically related, but are homonyms or near homonyms, are used together in Tanakh in order to create a kind of linkage. Okay, and it's things that sound the same, but okay. So, for example. Huya is the very first one, with the first one in the Torah. Oxford. Bereshit, that's good, maybe. Okay, and in fact, there is discussion of the relationship between Bereshit and Bara. I'm not sure that's quite enough shown up all shown, although it certainly is a relationship that Chazal point out. Yeah? That's not the very beginning. Well, and that's not in the Chumash Sefer. What? What? Tov. That is exactly. I know Tov. Tov. Why is that? Why is that Ashon? There's a really good one right at the beginning, which I think is like more of the type of thing I'm talking about here, which is right. Is a room and a room, right? It's when the Nachash is described, right, as Arum Mikol Chasnazeh, and Vayush Nehem Arumim, that there's a association maybe that's very important. But okay, that's not for right now. So let's move on. What do we have over here? What Lashon HaFel Lashon do we have over here? In Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, in Perek Vav, right, in the beginning of the first section, we have, we're going to talk about, what is the cure for Yeshayahu and through Yeshayahu, it's age, right? So what happens? The malach comes over, and what does he do? Vayah'as Eli, Echad Me'asrafim, right? One of the Srafim comes over, Vayaf Eli, Vayaf meaning what? To fly, right? He flies over to me, Vayaga Alpi, right? And he touches me on the mouth with this fire, right? This is talking about, is this talking about the age? The age represents what? Age represents, okay? In Perek Mem, what does it say? Fascinating. It talks about, it doesn't talk about destruction. It talks about Nechama. It talks about rebuilding. It talks about rebirth. It talks about renewal. Right? And what does it say? Right. Lo yi'afu. Right. Lo yi'gal. These are different words. Yi'af, this doesn't mean to fly. This doesn't mean to touch. This means, right, to become weary and tired. But look at the beautiful play on words here, right? What is Yishayahu in effect saying to us? What's Hashem saying to us in these prakim? Yes? Okay, on the one hand, these are two means of achieving the same result, right? Of improving B'nai Yisrael. It can be through Korban, or it can be through, right? The Koyei Hashem Yachalifu Koah. It can be through, we call his conscience, right? Renewal, rebirth. Right? It could be through death or life, but here it's saying that, whereas here it's Vayase Lai Hayagalki, here it's through fire, it's through destruction, here Lo Yi'afu, the Lo Yi'gal, right? That's not how it's happening here. When we're talking about the Nechama, it's not brought about through destruction, through fire, but through Ge'ula, through Hashem coming close to us.
What about those things that, like, it's going to be so bad?
Oh, you want to know what the relationship between this and this is? So what Yishayahu is saying, in effect, is, you know, Perek Mem isn't talking about being so bad. He talks about, right, he talks about Nachamu, Nachamu Ami.
You know, like, it's all the bad things that you're not
so what Yishayahu is saying, in effect, here, and it runs throughout the whole Sefer, not just here, but the point is that, remember, Yishayahu is a long time before the Churban, right? Yishayahu is not like Yechezkel Yirmiyahu, talking about at the time of the Korban. He's talking about way down the road. And he's saying that there are two ways this can play out. There are two possibilities. It can be Korban and then Geula. It can be Korban, right? It can be Geula instead of Korban. There are different ways that we can move forward. Right? And Yishayahu talks about this again and again, that there is a choice that we have to make between these two scenarios. But even if we end up with this scenario, which is what in fact ends up happening, right, but there is also something beyond. Okay? Been with me so far? Yes. Right, he says this more than once. Sounds, which one? No, but saying, but as opposed to that, the Koyei Hashem, in other words, it's saying that those who are not Koyei Hashem, right, it's making a contrast. So, I mean, taken together, it's part of a pasnit. Of course, Yishayahu goes back and forth between the two, no doubt about it. Even when he's talking about Nechama, he talks about it in contrast to the other possibility. You find that in Perek Samach Vav also, at the end. Right, that's what I was saying before. This distinction between the negative and the positive is only partial, it's not absolute. Okay, and it's somewhat, to some degree, artificial. Alpi wrote, it's not, that's absolutely true. Because he's saying that he's not saying that it's going to be universal, and that's something that you come across again and again, that even within the process of Geula, there's also, you know, you look at the end of Malachi, you look at the, you know, in Perek Gimel, and so on and so forth, that's a constant thing, that there's an element of din within the Geula also. Right? Yeah. Right. So lo yi'afu lo yi'gal, the simple pshah, again, the literal meaning of lo yi'afu lo yi'gal is that they will not be weary, right? They won't be tired. They'll be renewed. They'll gain renewed strength. Right? The koyah Hashem yachalifu koch. They'll get renewed strength. Ya'lu eva kinesharim, right? They'll lift up their limbs, their wings, like, you know, like an eagle, or however you want to translate, eagle, also however you want to translate. But the point is that there's a secondary meaning of lo yi'afu lo yi'gal, that is a direct contrast to which Perek? Perek Vav, right? See how beautifully Perek Vav and Perek Perek Mem fit together? I think so. Okay, anyway, whatever. Okay. And that's been a long day. I was blown away when I first saw that. But okay, anyhow, we'll move on. So, let's go a step further. So, once we see that there is this relationship between Perek Mem and Perek Gimel, Perek Mem and Perek Vav, and we saw a few examples, but there are many, many such examples, we're now ready to see how Perek Vav and Perek Mem, and for that matter, the entire Sefer, fits together. Okay? And I want to show you something which I think is very, very powerful. Again, personal opinion. If we understand that Hazinu is Yishayahu is based on Hazinu, number one. And number two, we understand, in addition to that, that Perek Mem and Perek Vav, right, work together. We will see, I believe, over the next few minutes, that if I had just Perek Vav, or the first half of Yishayahu, right, two Perek Lam and Tet, let's say I never learned Yishayahu before, and I got through Perek Lam and Tet, okay, I could have told you, if I really understood those first opening prakim well, I could have told you what Perek Mem was going to be, that there had to be a Perek Mem, and what it was going to be. You see what I'm saying? Perek Mem must follow after Perek Lam and Tet. There's no other way. And by Perek Mem, I mean Perek Mem and everything that comes after. Okay, if that's not clear yet, I think it's going to be clear over the next few minutes. Ready? Here we go. What? Okay, here we go. Me too. Here we go. Let's take a look. So we return to Perek Vav. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Yishayahu is told that there's going to be Churban, right? He's told about the Srafim and about the Ashan and about the Vayanu Amot HaSipim. He's told that Bnei Israel, if they don't get the message, if their hearts are hardened and if their ears are closed, etc., etc., so then they're going to suffer. There's going to be Churban. Says Yishayahu, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Bet is the key to everything. So look at them very carefully. Va'omar. And I said Yishayahu, I said to Hashem, Ad matai Adonai, Vayomer ad asher sha'u arim me'in yoshev, uvatim me'in adam, vadamat yishayah shmama. I asked, said Yishayahu, until when? In other words, Hashem says to him, there's going to be Churban, there's going to be destruction. And Yishayahu says, okay, I understand there has to be Churban, but until when? How long is it going to go on? Look what he says. Until everything is desolate, and then comes Pasuk Yud Bet. V'richak Adonai et ha'adam v'rabba hazuva bekerab ha'aret. What does he say here? V'richak Hashem et ha'adam v'rabba hazuva bekerab ha'aret. What's the answer to the question of until when? V'rabba hazuva bekerab ha'aret. In other words, Shaul says, I understand there's a part one to my sefer, and the part one is going to go from Aleph slash Vav all the way through Lamed Tet. Okay, fine. But then, Ad Matai, and the answer to Ad Matai is, v'rabba hazuva bekerab ha'aret. Who can tell me why this is the key to the whole sefer? I've given all of it to you on a silver platter. Now tell me, why is this the answer? Why is this the key to all the paper? Yes. Beautiful. So if we know that Yishayahu starts off with Shimu Shamayim Vazini Aretz, right? Tells that we're going from the Hazinu. So when we come to the whole answer is until when? Until Rabbah Zavah Karav Aretz. So what do I understand immediately? I have to go to Hazinu. And everyone please take a look towards the bottom of the third side, okay? And look at this little snippet from Hazinu, which is going to be a few psukim. First of all, Pasuk Yud Aleph, see if this sounds familiar. Kanesher Ya'ir Kinoa goes alav yirachev, yifros kinafad yikacheyo yisael levrato. See where Perek Mem comes from, right? Let's go on. Chafet. Ki eish kavcha v'api v'atikad ad sha'ol tachtid v'atokho eretz divulam v'talehet mosei harim. Do you recognize Perek Vav? Yes? So let's go a step further. The box here towards the bottom of page 3, the next to the last box. Okay, it's Varm Perek Lamed Bet. It's a few snippets from Arzim. Okay. So we saw Pasuk in Aleph, Kanesha Ye'ir Kino goes Alav Yerachet Yisod Kanafad Kechel Yisrael Abrato without Perek Mem. Obviously the other way around. Perek Mem comes from here, right? The whole thing, right? The end of Perek Mem with the idea of Yalu Ever Kanesharim comes straight out of Pasuk in Aleph. The imagery of destruction by fire, Pasuk Chavet, Ki Eish Kafa Va'Piva Tikana Cho'ol Tachtit Va'Tocha Eretz Bivulam V'Tohei Mosei Arim. But look at Pasuk Lamed Vav, and this is what Nicole was talking about, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Ki Yadin Adonai Amo Va'al Avadav Yidnecham Ki Yir'eh Ki Azlat Yad Ve'Evet Asur Va'Zuv. Let's translate this passage very carefully. Okay? Let's start with the word Ki. What does Ki mean? No, what does the word ki mean? What? When, very good. When. Okay, we say it every day. Okay, ki va sus paro, right? At the end of Az Yashir. Ki means when. When did they sing Az Yashir Moshe Ben Yisrael? When did they sing Az Yashir? Ki va sus paro b'chlov, etc. When Paro's forces and chariots, when his army came into the sea, etc. That's when they sang it. Ki means when. It doesn't always mean when, but there are many important places where it means when. Ki yadin Hashem amo v'avadav yitnecham ki yir'eh ki azlat yad ze'eves atzur v'azur. Right? When does Hashem, is Hashem going to avenge his servants v'avadav yitnecham? Okay? When? Ki yir'eh ki azlat yad ze'eves atzur v'azur. Right? He sees that when everything's bad and that they are, that there's no one helping them. The Eves Atzur Vazuv, would you recognize that? Right, why would we recognize that? So that's Yishayahu Perek Vav Pasuk Yudet, right? Rabah Azuvah Bekerav Haaretz. What is going to happen when Ki Yir'eh Ki Azlat Yad Eves Atzur Vazuv? So then what? What's going to happen then? Va'al Avadav Yitnecham, right? Va'al Avadav Yitnecham. In other words, at the point, now follow carefully, everyone look up the board for 1 second, you'll see how it all fits together. Yishayahu asks in Perek Vav, okay, there's going to be the divorce of Korban, but Ad Matai Hashem, right? What is the end point? And the end point we're told is Rabah Zuvah B'Kerav Arts. Rabah Zuvah B'Kerav Arts equals what in Adino? The Efes, Asur, the Azur. What must then happen at that point? When we get to Perek Lamed Tet, right? That's the end of the Ad Matai Hashem, right? Until what point? So we reach this point, and then what happens at this point? What must come next? Va'al Avadav Yitnecham. Okay, you recognize the word Yitnecham? Right? So what comes next? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. If you look in Yishayahu, there are times of this right now, but if you look in Yishayahu, B'nai Yisrael are referred to in a way, in the end of Yishayahu, in the second half of Yishayahu, B'nai Yisrael are referred to again and again and again, more than any place else in Tanakh. In one particular way, including a very, very famous perek, it's the most commonly quoted perek by Christian missionaries, and it talks about as famous, it goes major discussion of it in the famous Vikuach HaRamban, Hinei Askil Avdi, right? Again and again, B'nai Yisrael called Avdi, right? Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. So many times we talk about Avdi Yaakov. B'nai Yisrael is the Eved Hashem. Where does that come from? Right? Where does it come from? It comes from Hazinu. Ba'al Avadav Yitnecham. Right? This is Nachamu Nachamu Ami, and the reference to B'nai Yisrael as Avdi time and time again throughout Yishayahu. In other words, Yishayahu says, Ad Matai, right, we have Korban, but there's an end point. At that end point, what happens? Falav Adav Yitnecham, right, because Ki Efes Atzur V'Azuv. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki Yir'eh Ki Atzvat Yad Efes Atzur V'Azuv. Okay, now, it's obviously much more complicated than that, but the basic point is, right, the basic point is that if we understand Perek Vav, it's in Yud Aleph through Yud Beth, right, and its implications, and how it is based on Hazinu, it's pashas that once we get to the end of the Churban section, what has to come next? Perek Mem, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Even if we had never seen it before, we could predict that that's what it's going to contain. In fact, not just Perek Mem, but the whole section that follows where it talks about Beit Baal Abadav Yit Nacham time and time and time again. Okay, everyone with me so far? Okay, right? Okay, good. Bab, Mem, Hazir, all the same. Okay, good. There are many ideas of Hazin that play out throughout the Sefer, and we're not going to look through all of them now. If you look on the first page, I just wanted to very fast to show you a few examples of how incredible, you know, it's every place throughout Hazin. These are a few, throughout Yishayahu, there's a few quick examples, but one or two that I just want to highlight. And then we'll get back to the end of Yishayahu in just a few moments. I just want to show you how, again and again, we saw Perek Aleph already. I'm in the beginning of the page of side two here. Okay, famous Perek, Perek Hey, right? The Shirat HaKerem, right? Famous Shirat HaKerem. Where does that come from? Ashira Nalidid Shirat Dozi Lekamo Kerem Hayalidid. So, well, there, but we trace it back even further, right? Look what it talks about. Kerem Hashem Sakol Beit Yisrael, etc. And what happens with them? Well, what is the problem with this Kerem? Vayikav la-mishpach, v'nei mishpach, v'tzaka, v'nei tzaka. I hope that it would be a place, right? Here, Yishayahu Perkei, Pasuk Zion, right? Where is the place of this tzaka? Stone, right? Right, tzaka, tzedom, v'amora, kiraba. You look at where it talks about in Hazinu, kimigefen, tzedom, gafnam, right? The idea of the Kerem, the Geffen, right, the vineyard, coming from where? From stone, right? Hashem says, I hope that you would be this wonderful vineyard, but instead what you turn out to be? Right, like the grapes of stone. I hope that you would be an example of Mishpat and Staka, Vaykav Mishpat, Vinei Mishpat with Staka, right, Vihine Tzaka. And that's exactly stone. And the point is that when you put together with the Kerem, you understand, it comes straight out of Hazinu. Right? Comes straight out of Hazinu as, if you just saw Hazinu and recognize that pasuk. Or, for example, and again, there's so many examples, I'm not going through all of them, so I'll give you one or two, I think, very, very striking ones. If you take a look in the next box, Yishayahu Perek Hey, okay? Bila Hamavet LaNesach, very famous pasuk, right, talking about death being removed forever. Bila Hamavet LaNesach, Umachad Adonai Elohim Dim'a Me'al Kol Panim, Zecharpat Amo Yasir Me'al Kol Aretz Ki Adonai Diber. And this, of course, it is the end of Hazinu. Pasuk Lamentet, right, the famous Pasuk Lamentet that we looked at. Again, what does Pasuk Lamentet say? Ru'u Ata Ki Ani Ani Hu Ve'en Elohim Imadi Ani Amit Vachayem Achashi V'ani Apa Ve'en Miyadi Matzil. If you want to see the other half of the Pasuk, it's in Yishayahu Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Gam Yom Ani Hu Ve'en Miyadi Matzil Et Al Umi Yishivana. Okay? So that's the other half of the Pasuk, just in case you're wondering where it is. Okay, so... Okay, see this box over here?
Yes.
Right? So Pasuk Lamed Tet in Hazinu. Pasuk Lamed Tet, right? So Ani Amit Vachayeh Machati V'Arani Arpa. That's Bila Mavet LaNesach, right? What's the second half of the Pasuk? What? Bila Mavet LaNesach means that death will be swallowed up forever. Okay, that's like Ani Amit Vachayeh Machati V'Arani Arpa. What's the second half of the Pasuk in Hazinu? V'Ein Miyadi Matzil, which is word for word found in Yishayahu as well, but in Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Okay? Just examples, just a few quick examples, very, very briefly. So now we turn to Perek Samach box. Okay, this is the last box on the source sheet. Let's turn to Perek Samach box. That is right over here, Yishayahu Perek Hey, Pasuk Tet. So it comes to Perek Samach Vav. Perek Samach Vav is a beautiful, beautiful perek on many different levels, and we can't appreciate everything in it because we haven't seen Perek Aleph yet. So, to a large degree, it's an answer to Perek Aleph, But what Samaphat, the final chapter in Yeshayahu, does to a large degree is to bring together many of the things that we've seen tonight. And it's a fitting conclusion for Sefer Yeshayahu, which we have done tonight in kind of a microcosm of. We certainly haven't seen everything in Yeshayahu, obviously, and I hope to discuss Yeshayahu further over the coming days and weeks. But Yeshayahu Perek Samaphat, Pasuk Aleph. Ko'amar Adonai, Hashamayim Kis'i, Va'aret Hadom Raglai, Eza Bayit Asher Tivnuli, Ve'eza Makom Menuchate. A beautiful synthesis of the Pasuk in Perek Vav, right? Kadosh, 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 Hashem Sakol Melocho Aret Kodo, and Shlomo HaMelech's statement in Melech Ma'al Perek Chet, Halo Hashamayim Mushmei Hashamayim Lo'icha Kulucha, Kim Abayit Hazeh Asher Baniti, right? And we see Hashayim Kis'i Va'aret Hadom Raglai. This is what Yishayahu saw in the beginning of Perek Vav. Is a bayit asher tibnu li, is a makom nuchati. What kind of a house can you build for me, says Hashem? De kol ela yadi asata, ve yu kol ela numadunai, vel ze abid elani, mechairuach, vechared al sari. Okay, this goes back to Perek Aleph, which we didn't yet see. It continues, Pasuk Tetvav, kine adunai ba eish yavo, uchusufa merkav tav, lashiv vechema apo, vigarato, belave eish. Right, with that in words, we recognize that's Perek Vav, right? That's Perek Vav. Let's continue. Kila Eish Adonai Nishpat, V'charbo Ekol Vassar, Rabu Chalei Adonai. That's again Perek Vav. Pasuk Chasbet. Look at Pasuk Chasbet. Ki Ka'asher HaShamayim HaChadashim, Va'aretz HaChadasha Asher Ani Oseh, Omdim Lufanai Numa Adonai, Ken Yamoz Arachem Mishimchem. So, Pasuk Chasbet talks about the new Shamayim. The new Aref, where does that come from? Right? That is the essence of Hazinu, right? Hazinu Hashamayim Vadabera, Vishma Aret Mefi. Some Farshim say, why Hazinu? What does it mean to say Hazinu and Vishma? You're telling them to be quiet, right? That the old Shamayim Arets are being replaced with the new Shamayim Arets. That's the point, that instead of the old Shamayim Arets, where you have, you know, where you have the idea of B'yom HaChacham Mimenu Mot Hamot, instead we have Ani Amit V'Chayeh Machatzi V'Ani Arpah. Right, absolutely, right. The whole theme of Perek Mem. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vaya mide chodesh b'chodesho, mide shabbat b'shabbato, yavo ko basar, shachavo b'fanai amar, and right, beautiful answer to Perek Aleph. V'yatu v'au b'figrei anashim ha-poshim bi, ki to'atam lo tamut, v'isham lo tachteh, v'ayu dera om ko basar, right? Here we come back to Perek Vav. In other words, and here we have really the contrast between the two groups that you pointed out in Perek Mem, we have it over here. In other words, Perek Samach Vav, the concluding Perek, brings together many of the ideas and images of the two halves of Yishayahu that we saw until now, very much highlighting the idea that Yishayahu is presenting to Bnei Israel kind of two scenarios that could either be sequential or could be alternative depending on the choices that Bnei Israel actually make. Okay, yes. And where is that theme developed? Exactly, we saw in Yechezkel, right? Much of Yechezkel is based in this elaboration on Yishayahu. Not surprisingly, because Yishayahu is telling about what is down the road, and Yechezkel is saying, here it is, right? So that shouldn't be surprising at all that there should be the seeds of that already in Yishayahu, right? Okay, so this was a very short version of Yishayahu. It's 66 chapters, but B'kitzur Nimrat, hopefully we have is a little bit of an insight into the general Mizneh Sefer Yishayahu, the flow, the train of thought. There is more to it that, as Hashem, I hope to fill in part of what is very fascinating is to see the transition between the two, which is Ram Vav to Ram Tet, not for this moment, but Nezra Hashem, hopefully down the road, but at least got to see a little bit about the nevuot of Korban and Geula as it plays out in Sefer Yishayahu, where they're coming from, okay, going back to Hazinu, and how one leads into the other, and a little bit about the larger whole that the smaller parts of Yishayahu comprise, so as Hashem, hopefully this gives us a little bit of a better picture and deeper understanding of what Yishayahu is, and over the next you know, number of shiurim, hope to go into more specific pieces of Yeshayahu and to see a little bit about what that's all about. Yeah.
We also asked